turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 in your Bibles. And we'll start with verse 13. Today I'd like to talk about honoring the shield. Ephesians chapter 6. You know, we need to learn to engage the enemy. An 18-year-old apparently took a Seattle police car for a joyride. The theft was reported on the law enforcement broadcast, and a bicycle patrol officer in downtown Seattle first spotted it. Police car immediately gave chase, but he lost the stolen vehicle after pausing for an oncoming traffic at an intersection. Well, it was then that a second police car pulled up, thinking that the car at the intersection was the stolen vehicle. The police car that was stopped at the intersection was the stolen vehicle. So he decided to ram it from behind. Well, the two policemen in the car that had been hit at the intersection thought that they were under attack by the 18-year-old that stole the police car that had rammed them. So they pulled out their guns and they started shooting. Well, the official police spokesperson said that the officer involved, the two in the rammed car and the one in the other, exchanged more than 20 rounds of gunfire before discovering their mistake. They were shooting at each other. This isn't much different than a lot of churches. Some church members do more shooting at one another than they do the real enemy. We Christians are at war, but we're not to be at war with one another. We hate to hear of Americans' troops killed by friendly fire when we hear that in the news. Friendly fire isn't something that we want to die by. And when we fight one another, we're only helping the enemy. The devil loves church fights, and we need to fight against such things by fighting the real enemy. You know, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, one verse before that, it says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces, against the heavenly realms." And there, if you're there in your Bibles in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, read on with me in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13. It says, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace." And everybody look at this verse. I want you to say it aloud with me. Above all. Above all. That means this is critical. This means that this is the most important piece of armor. Above all, taking the shield of faith, which will be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. You know, there's another great scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, which says, "Watch and stand fast in the faith. Be brave and be strong." The New American Translation says it like this. It says, "Be on the alert, stand firm in the faith." And I love this line. It says, "Act like men, be strong." I want you to watch this clip that I took from a movie, and it'll kind of show and illustrate what I'll be talking about during the message. Watch this clip.
"Your women will be slaves. Your sons, your daughters, your elders will be slaves, but not you. No. By noon this day, you will be dead men. 1,000 nations of the Persian Empire descend upon you. Our arrows will blot out the sun.
Then we will fight in the shade.
The good stars.
Oh!
stand firm in the faith. Take up the shield of faith. The shield of spiritual armor is a very important and vital symbol and emblem of our faith. It's essential that we have faith in God. Faith is the currency of heaven. If you're going to get anything from God, you're going to have to exchange it through your faith, because the importance of having the shield of faith when the battle is raging on cannot be overstated. It allows you to fight in the shade, just as you saw in the clip. When the arrows of the enemy seem to blot out the sun momentarily, take up the shield of faith. Act like men, be strong, and fight the good fight of what we've been called to. Faith is believing in God more than anything else. Faith is believing in God in spite of what you see, in spite of what you feel, in spite of what you're going through. You believe God has promised it, and you believe He's going to bring it to pass. Faith enables you and empowers you to do the impossible. You know, the Spartans were natives of Sparta, Greece. They were men that were powerful warriors in history. So much so that there was a saying around the city of Sparta that our men are our walls. In other words, they said that we don't have to build walls around our city to protect our wives and our resources and our children, because if anything or any threat ever comes, our men are our walls. They were a fierce people. They were notorious for fighting, the Spartans. They were fearless and they were skilled warriors. They were notorious for fighting. Because when a male child was born in Sparta, Greece, if he had any sickliness about him, they would take that baby and they would put him on a hill and they would basically leave it there to die. Because the whole culture of Sparta and the thinking of the Spartans were, if you're not fit to fight, then you're not fit to live. This was the culture of ancient Sparta, Greece. And at age 7, every male Spartan would be sent off to military school. And for the next 13 years, that little child at age 7, that male child would be trained in natural warfare. That child would be taught to be tough, and would be taught to endure pain, would be taught survival skills, and would be taught to run through the ways of the warfare that they taught them to be tough, and it would be taught how to honor and fight what was right. It would be taught the art of warfare and self-defense. Beginning at the age of 7, for 13 long years, the male children would go into vigorous training until they reach manhood. And then at 20 years of age, after 13 years of training of combat and war, and at the age of 20, the Spartan became a soldier. And then the Spartan soldier spent all the time that he had with his fellow soldiers. He was never allowed to go with anyone other than the troops and the comrades that he would fight with. When he ate with them. Whenever he went somewhere, they went as a unit. They went as a group. And then there came that day when the Spartan soldier at that age of 20, they would take what was called the oath of loyalty. It went something like this. It said, "I shall not disgrace my sacred weapons, nor shall I desert my comrades by my side. Whenever I stand in rank, I shall stand and fight till the death for sacred things." And on that day, the Spartan soldier would face his first battle against an enemy before he would be sent into battle. Just moments before it, his mother would present him, if it was his first battle, his mother would present the son with a shield. And she would say to this young man something in his ear, knowing that he was going into this ferocious battle where many would lose their lives. She would whisper these words. She would say, "Either bring this shield back, or be brought back on this shield. Guard the shield. Honor the shield. Either bring the shield back or be brought back on this shield. Sometimes a father's shield would be given to the son. Sometimes the father who had fallen in battle, they would retrieve his shield. And so now the mother would be saying to her son, just moments before going into the battle, they would present the father's shield. And she would say, your father died defending this shield, and you take up the shield and you act like a man and you go out and fight like a man. And you either come back with this shield. Now, this is a mother saying this to her son. We don't raise fighters like this. We don't raise champions like this in the Lord today. You know, Alexander the Great, there's a story, an interesting incident happened during the victorious march of Alexander the Great in conquering the known world for the Grecian Empire. A young soldier became greatly frightened in the heat of battle, and he dropped his sword and fled. And an officer dispatched several soldiers to apprehend this fleeing soldier to bring him back for execution. And the soldier was brought back to Alexander the Great for trial. And Alexander the Great went up to him and looked at this frightened young man, and he said, what's your name, soldier? And he replied, Alexander, sir. Alexander the Great replied, young man, either change your ways or change your name. And in an act of mercy that was seldom shown by this great monarch, Alexander the Great, he said, soldier, return to your unit and show courage in which your name implies. Oh, what courage is implied in the name Christian or American soldier as we honor our veterans today. You know, church history tells us that every apostle except John died as a martyr for the cause of Christ. Thousands died at the hand of Nero rather than deny the faith. It has been said that the blood of martyrs is the seed of the church. Take up your shield, church. We're in a time of war. Take up your shield. Don't you dare let it go. I don't care how many arrows come hitting at you. And use the word to enlarge your shield. Enlarge your shade. I don't care how many arrows come shooting at you. What kind of attacks come at you. What kind of battle you're in. Don't lose your faith. Don't let go of your faith. Don't throw down your shield and say, I can't take it anymore. Don't say, don't quit. Don't give up and don't go home. Whatever you have, break those arrows off and keep going. And determine in your spirit, hit me with everything that you've got, but still believe. I still believe God is a good God and learn to fight in the shade. I still believe God is my healer. I still believe God is my deliverer. And if I don't get what I am believing for, bring me back on my shield. I'll die believing He's Lord. He's my healer. He's my redeemer. Honor the shield. Honor the shield. Either preserve it or perish on it. Carry the shield with honor. Polish it. Preserve it. Defend it. You're either a hero or you're a coward, according to what you do with the shield. And when the battle rages, and when the blood is flying, and others are falling, and people are running in fear and terror, you will be the hero. And if you come home with the shield, or you go home carried on the shield, the future of our people depend on you and I. Protecting, and maintaining the honor of the shield. Don't leave it on the battlefield. Keep it near you and grip it. The more fierce the battle gets, grip the shield of faith. You see, some people let the battle overtake them and cause them to give up and turn their back on the Word, turn their back on God and say it doesn't work. But when the real battle comes and the enemy seems to blacken out the sun momentarily with his arrows of attack, we need to learn to fight in the shade. Get under the shadow of the Almighty and still believe. Learn from the faith of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and say, my God is able, but if not, He is still able. I'll stand and fight as long as I can and still believe He's God. If you bring me back dead and carry me on my shield, He's still God. Maintain the honor of the shield, especially when you get in the heat of battle. You see, if we're not careful, we'll turn our eyes away from the faith of our fathers. We'll not honor the faith of war. We'll not honor the faith because the spoils of war can distract us. He said, don't allow the spoils of war, the gold, the treasures. You'll conquer places and don't come back with lots of gold because you'll lose your shield. I want our youth to get that message. There's something more important than a big house if you have a shield of faith. If you have something like this right here, this will enlarge your shield. Thank God for men that come each Sunday, like John Bombsberger, coming on Sundays with a string of children hanging on him like an organ grinder with monkeys hanging off him, bringing his grandchildren. I mean, have you seen those kids? I mean, they look like little monkeys coming off of him. But he has faith to know. He knows the value of children and what it means to pass on the faith. Vern and Kathy Day know the value of bringing their grandchildren Sunday after Sunday. Many of you others that are caretakers for your children and grandchildren know the value of bringing their children to the house of God Sunday after Sunday and what it means to keep them in church. Again, if you have something like this, you have something like this of faith in your life that you can give to your children, it will preserve your family. It will enlarge your faith. The shield of faith that doesn't matter how the enemy attacks. If your homes and families are strong in the shield of faith, you'll be able to fight in the shade. Money can't help you when the enemy is attacking you. But if you've got faith, if you've got faith. You see, the spoils of war are not a sign of greatness. The greatest thing we can give our families is a shield of faith. Honor that shield. And I want our kids to know the honor of the shield, just like when you and I got it. I want them to treasure the faith of honor and learn to honor the shield. I want them to see in their eyes a willingness to never let go of the shield of faith. These flags that you see around the sanctuary are a sign of honor to our veterans and soldiers. That same honor that our country has been passed down from generations to generations through the faith from our forefathers. If I have to choose between the things of my faith, my friends and my faith, popularity in my faith, I must never dishonor the shield. Just as Americans, we should never dishonor our country, this great land that we live in and was fought for at the price of many lives. for the things or the temporary blessings in our life. I'd rather have Jesus, and I'm going to maintain the honor of the shield. I don't want our children to grow up in a church that doesn't know the honor of the shield. That's why he said, act like men. What a word to the fathers, to the dads, to teenage men and to college students. To quit being like the world and maintain the honor of the shield of faith and act like a man. Don't run away from your family when the arrows hit. Stand up and hold up the shield of faith. And say, honey, we're under attack, but we're going to fight in the shade. And we're going to hold on to the shield. Nothing's going to make us let go of our faith. Nothing's going to make us let go of our family. Honor the shield. Honor the faith. Honor the forefathers that have gone on before us and act like men. Resolve to yourself not to act like a bunch of inferior Spartans to when an arrow hits you, you say such things like, ouch, somebody talked about me. I'm going to leave the church. Ouch, I don't think they like me because they haven't talked to me in a while. Give me some Spartans. Give me some Spartans that resolve and respond to when the enemy attacks you to say that no weapon has formed against us shall prosper. You know that God's on your side. You know that you can do what God says you can do because you have a shield of faith. You know, the enemy likes to play mind games with you. We're not inferior Spartans. Keep the honor of the shield. And if you're going to be a leader in the church, fight and protect the honor of the shield. Aspire to live a life of holiness. Listen to God's calling. Follow the Holy Spirit's prompting in your life. And learn to grow in the Word. If you've ever been to Rome or studied about it, or where they used to sacrifice early Christians, they used to do that up to 5,000 a day sometimes. They used to feed them to lions, crucify them, and cause them to go out and be tortured for entertainment. They died, and they were carried home on their shield. And God help us if we think that there's not a price to pay in 2013. Are we maintaining the honor of the shield for our forefathers? You know, the Apostle Paul had his head cut off. He was carried home on his shield. But when they said to deny Jesus Christ, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'll either go home with my shield, or I'll either go home being carried on my shield. And when they cut off his head, he went home carried on his shield of faith. And when they crucified Peter upside down, and the blood was draining upside down on his, blood was draining out of his body, he went home on his shield. Honor the faith. Honor integrity. Honor character. Honor what faith teaches. Resolve to either go home with your shield or go home carried on your shield. And I thought about, in closing, about Jesus Christ. There's a phenomenal scripture that's found in Colossians 2:13 through 15 that says, when you were dead, listen to this, if you've ever wrestled with fear, failure, or guilt, listen to this scripture in Colossians 2:13 through 15. It says, when you were dead in your transgressions, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us our transgressions, having canceled out, I love the wording of this, the certificate of death consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us. He has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Listen to me, the Bible said that you had a certificate of debt. Everything that you have ever done, that I have ever done, sinful, was on that certificate. Sexual encounters was on that certificate. Lying, stealing, murder, rape, drunkenness, everything, cutting, everything that you can imagine, ever imagine, that having ever done, and that I have ever done, you had a certificate of sin with your name on it that you and I were going to be judged by. But Jesus Christ, the Bible said, took that certificate of death, having nailed it to the cross, and then he got up on that cross and bled all over it so you couldn't read it anymore. And maybe you didn't hear, but when they were nailing Jesus to that cross, they were nailing your sin and my sin of debt and iniquity, and having nailed it to the cross. Now watch this. So now Paul makes an announcement. He says, I will now be known because he set me free. He canceled my debt. Many times they went into slavery, and because they had a debt that they couldn't pay, so that in that culture they had a right to enslave you until the debt was paid. But Paul said, Jesus nailed my certificate of debt to the cross and bled all over it and set me free. But I choose to become, and listen to the wording, a bondservant. That means I choose to put my chains back on and chain my heart to His will. And even though I'm free, I love Jesus Christ more than I love my freedom. And see, there's a difference between being saved and being a bondservant. You see, when you're saved, He's Savior. But when you're chained, He's Master. He's Lord. You see, some of you are saved, but you're not a bondservant. You're not chained. When you're saved, you've got a Bible. But when you're chained, you've got a love letter from God that you can't wait to tear it open and see what He's saying today. He loves me so much that He's got a special word for me today. You see, when you're saved, you go to church. But when you're chained, you're in love with the head of the church, Jesus Christ. You see, when you're saved, the Ten Commandments are a duty. But when you're a bondservant that's chained to Him, the Ten Commandments are a delight. And you see the Ten Commandments as guardrails to keep you safe in life rather than just a duty. When you're saved, He's Father. But when you're chained, He's Dad. That's the difference. That's the difference. And having nailed our sins to the cross and bled on them, He offers you a set of chains. Do you love me more than freedom? Do you love me more than your will? To put my chains on and I will show you real life. Put my chains on and watch me take you from beyond being saved to being a bondservant. You'll pick up the shield. You'll pick up and carry the shield of faith. And this shield can be transferred from one generation to another. So your life will say, what kept our family can keep your family. And what raised our kids will raise your kids. Trust me on this one. Trust me on this one. Kisha and I have transferred our shield of faith to our children. It hasn't been an easy transfer. But it does transfer. The shield of faith does transfer. And it works. And it's a loving process. And when you see your children take up the shield of faith and learn to fight the enemy on their own, it's a beautiful sight. It's a beautiful sight. Maintain the honor of the shield. With every head bowed and every eye closed, all over this room, reverently, in the presence of God, why don't we just stand to our feet, please? All over the sanctuary, please stand to your feet. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're in this sanctuary today and you would say, Pastor, I want to pick up the shield of faith. I want to be what God has called me to be. If you're a parent, I want something to give to my children that's better than just material things. I want the honor of the shield in my life. I want faith. If that's you today, just lift your hand up high. Lift them high if you want the honor of the shield of faith in your life. If you're ready today to act like a real man of honor or a real woman of honor, lift your hand high today. Amen. I want to see today, when you leave this sanctuary, every time you see a cross differently, to lift that shield high. Amen. Thank you. You put your hands down. Thank you. God bless you. Today, I want you to see today, when you leave the sanctuary, every time you see a cross differently. I don't want you to see a cross on a church or on a tombstone the same. I want you to see what nobody else sees. I want you to see your personal certificate of sin, debt, nailed to that cross because of what He did for you. If you've never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in your life as your Lord or Savior, your Master, you can do that today. You can do that today. Are you ready to take up the shield of faith? Are you ready to receive it, to be forgiven by faith, to be made new, to be set free from every addiction, to receive the transformation of faith? You can do that today. You can do that today. To receive the born-again life by your name, to be set free, to have your debt nailed to the cross. If you'd like prayer today, our prayer counselors are coming forward today to receive you, if you'd like that today. If you're ready to put some chains on and become a bond servant, or if you need special prayer, our altar is open for you today. Whatever the Holy Spirit is leading you to do today, respond to Him today. If you'd like to take up the shield of faith, the altars are open for you today to resolve to yourself and say, God, I want to take up that shield. I want to enlarge that shield. Whatever the Spirit is responding to you today, respond to Him as we sing. Today, I don't know who it is, but some of you have need some healing, some ointment put on some wounds that have been hit by arrows. Today, if that's you, I would ask for healing, for you to come down for healing. I don't know who it is, but we have some wounded among us today. Some of you have been caught without the shield. Not saying that you don't have a shield of faith, I'm just saying that some of you are outside of the shield. The enemy has caught you off guard. I just ask for that you come down and let your brothers and sisters put the anointing salve upon you for healing.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I
keep spirit in your heart this morning. Don't go away today without being ministered to. If the Spirit's still working on your heart, don't go away. As we close the service today, God's still speaking to you. Don't let it end. Just because the music stops doesn't mean the Spirit stops. If you need someone to pray with, grab someone. If you need anointing, grab someone. We offer these at the end of services for ministry, but it doesn't have to stop there. Church is a hospital for sinners and saints all alike. The ministry and healing. Thank you again today for coming to worship as we honor our veterans. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. Please remember to thank a veteran and tell them how much you appreciate them. They're wonderful. They're wonderful. Thank you again. And remember to enlarge your shield and learn to fight in the shade. Don't get caught outside your shield. Those arrows sting and they hurt. Father, we just thank you so much today for a wonderful day of honoring our veterans. Thank you so much for what they've produced for our country, what they've done for our country, and what they've taught us. Please never let us forget how much they mean to us. Help us to honor our shield. Help us to honor them. We thank you and we love you. We pray in your name, Jesus. Amen. God bless you all.